The state has been allocating water rights for more than 100 years, but that could change if talks break down and a federal judge sides with the Choctaw and Chickasaw Nations, which claim the water belongs to them, in a case that was stayed for the sixth time this week.
Control of water may be now in the hands of others, but I'm not sure that the laws expressly did so.
University of Oklahoma law professor and tribal law expert Tiawaki Helton says an 1830 treaty established Southeast Oklahoma as part of the Choctaw Nation.
The United States, in order to induce the tribes to remove to the Indian Territory, made them promises the likes of which you don't see in any other set of treaties. The promise of near complete sovereignty, the promise that the land would never be part of any state. I think there's a great argument that at least for the five tribes in eastern Oklahoma, that water was conveyed to them along with all of the other natural resources.
Then the Civil War happened, and the Choctaw Nation sided with the South. When it was over, the old agreements were ignored, and the tribe was punished with a new set of treaties designed to erode its sovereignty. Federal laws divided large tracts of tribal territory into individual plots, helping clear the way for statehood.
There was this long period of time when people thought that the post-Civil War treaties and then statehood had sort of disbanded tribal governments.
That changed in 1976 when a federal judge declared that despite the federal government's intention to dissolve the Creek government, it never explicitly did so. The same is true for the Choctaw and Chickasaw Nations, and since then, tribal governments have become major players in shaping policy in Oklahoma. But even after that decision, water wasn't a controversial issue. In fact, the tribes were working with the state to do what is now unthinkable as late as 2002.
When the state and tribes cooperated rather remarkably in a discussion to sell water to Texas.
But add a devastating drought and the prospect of a new pipeline to bring Sardis Lake water to Oklahoma City, and it's a recipe for a fight. The Choctaw and Chickasaw Nations say their right to ownership of the water was never revoked. The state says the tribe's decision to join the Confederacy, and eventually statehood, nullified those rights. Many area residents just don't want to see Sardis Lake messed with, including State Senator Jerry Ellis, who says enough water has already been taken from Southeast Oklahoma without much in return.
And they promised those people 50 or 60 years ago that in exchange for the water that they was going to bring growth down there. What'd they do? They had a four-day concert down there with Willie Nelson and a bunch of singers down there that came down there, and the crowd got out of hand, about 40 or 50,000 people, and that's the last sign of any growth or any prosperity coming down there.
But tribal leaders are also unlikely to sit on a potential source of revenue. The outcome will depend on continued negotiation or litigation. Either way, Helton says don't hold your breath.
I think there's a lot of uncertainty for the tribes and the state both. And the recognition that if we litigate this till the end, you and I will long be retired before this is resolved. The ground will be drier under our feet during this whole conflict, and we will have both spent millions and millions of dollars while this fight takes place.
Even a settlement could take many more years to reach. Wyoming is still trying to work out tribal water rights in the Bighorn River Basin 36 years after it started. And in New Mexico, it took more than four decades for the approval of Pueblo water rights. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.